Just spotted a letter in one of the papers today. Congratulations to Philip Boucher-Hayes for Waste Watchers, his excellent RTE documentary about the problem of food waste. It's something I hadn't thought about seriously before, but it made me realise how easy it is to throw hundreds, if not thousands of euros worth of food into the bin by not planning properly when shopping. It encouraged me to go through my fridge after the show and make a soup out of the assorted carrots, celery and mushrooms that otherwise would have gone off and ended up in the bin. If you missed it, it was last Sunday. It was called Waste Watchers. And it just proved how much food we actually waste. Philip's on the line. Philip Boucher-Hayes, how are you?
I hadn't heard Fairy Tale of New York so far this year until you just played it. Well done, Colm. It's now Christmas in my mind. Thank you.
It's now officially Christmas, yeah. Tell me, Waste Watchers, great reaction to it.
Yeah, great reaction. And for very obvious reasons, because we pointed out something that I suppose everybody knew already anyway, they just hadn't really articulated in their own minds. If you pay just the slightest bit of attention to what's in your fridge and what you're throwing into your bin and how you do your shopping in the first place, you can save yourself in your average Irish household anywhere between 700 and 1200 euro a year.
So how are we wasting it? I saw the promo spots and you walked out with three bags and just dropped one bag in. And I would go, hey, that's a waste. Go back there, Philip, pick that out. But that was giving an indication of just how much we are wasting.
Your mind works in very literal ways, doesn't it, Colin?
It does, yeah.
It's because supermarkets are very, very clever at getting you to spend money that you don't need to spend. At the end of every single aisle, there's always going to be one of those buy one, get one free, or any kind of reduction that looks like it's great value. Yeah. But it's only great value if you are going to eat all 28 of those natural yogurts before they go off. And we end up throwing a huge amount of that stuff out. So the piece of advice there is, and I'm afraid there's nothing new here. Yeah. There's no silver bullet. This is, you know, something that your granny would have told you to do. Make a shopping list before you go shopping. Well, and when you go shopping, stick to that list.
See, fruit would be a big thing, and especially in our house, because we would buy a lot of fruit, because I always have this thing of, okay, we're all eating fruit. That's it. I've seen the programmes, I've read it. We're all eating fruit, and they're doing a great deal of bananas. So bananas for the entire week. And then by the end of the week, the bananas and the pears have actually combined as one black unit.
Of course they have. They become that biology experiment at the back of your fridge or in a fruit bowl, because the road to a bulging bin is paved with good intentions. This is the other thing to do. Yeah. When you draw up a shopping list, only put on that shopping list what you're actually going to eat, not what you think you might have when you go on that low-carb diet or that fruit-only diet, and you go and you buy yourself a half a ton of bananas. Waste of time, waste of money.
And also, when you think about it, it's not just the money that you spent on the banana. It's the storage of it, if you do keep it anywhere. It's then getting rid of it as well that's costing money. So the waste of money goes right down the entire chain.
Yep. That's really the way to look at it. Is there's no point in just taking it in isolation and saying, oh, well, look, okay, that banana might only have cost me 60 cents individually. I don't know what the cost of your wheelie bin lift is, but mine is 12 euro for each and every single lift, which of course adds up. And just by looking at it ever more cautiously and getting the childer out of nappies, which was the biggest single contribution to making the wheelie bins a little bit lighter, but just by making those kind of small decisions about what to do with food, and of course composting things like the bananas, even if you're not a big gardener. I have to say that I'm not somebody who will ever find to be digging compost into rose beds or anything like that, but I have a compost bin anyway, because there's five people in our house. It just sits there innocuously at the back. You can put whatever you like into it, and it's never more than half full. Now, why would anybody go and put that into a wheelie bin that costs you 12 euro a lift? You shouldn't be, in a house of four or five people, putting that wheelie bin out anything more than once every 6 or 7 weeks. Really.
So there's the other part of that as well. That other waste is the if we recycle, and we're not bad. You know, if you look at the rest of Europe, we're not the worst. Southern Europe are appalling. Northern Europe look to be pretty good, and we're sort of somewhere in the middle. We've nearly got it right, haven't we?
Yeah, this is kind of different to recycling, though. In that first big difference is, we actually make money out of this. You don't make money out of recycling. You don't really save money your bin costs from recycling. But it doesn't require any greater a big kind of mindset change than recycling did. 15, 16 years ago, everybody would have been saying, oh, recycling, what a pain in the bum, I'm never going to do that. Now it's just second instinct. Everybody does it. And if you don't do it, your children are going to be nagging you into doing it.
Yeah.
So it's just something that we've done. Food waste is really pretty much exactly the same thing. 5-10 years from now, we are all going to be doing this. And you know what? It's exactly like our mothers and our grandmothers would have been doing.
Yeah.
The food that came into the house 20 years ago just did not go to waste in the way that we have allowed ourselves over the course of the last 10-20 years to become wasteful. I'm not one of those people who holds with the whole we all partied kind of thing. Because obviously it was a pretty grim party for an awful lot of people if we were all partying. But what is absolutely the case is that we got a little bit reckless. We stopped looking after the pennies in the belief that looking after the pounds was more important.
Yeah, I think we fell victim as well to pretty good marketing from supermarkets as well.
That's probably what is at the root of it. Now, which comes first here? Are the supermarkets finding increasingly ingenious ways of getting us to part company with our money, or are the supermarkets, as they would say, serving consumer interest and giving us what we want? There's a lot of times I walk around supermarkets and I go, oh, hang on a second, a bag of grated cheese. How feeble do you have to be to not be able to grate your own cheese?
Hands up here.
Fair play. Fair play. Fair play. If there's somebody out there to buy it, then let them sell it.
But do you know what happens? The crazy thing, especially with the likes of, I'm very good at grated cheese, the likes of the mozzarella, when you buy it grated, if you leave it in the fridge quite long, it actually then sort of joins back up.
Mozzarella.
And you then sort of get a block of mozzarella and it's not grated anymore. You've got to go through the process. So you're right, it's like buying breadcrumbs.
Maybe you should wheel your fridge into the biology department in UCD and just leave it there.
Simple things. Just tell me one thing as well that you were dealing with, and that's supermarkets reducing the dates on food to clear.
Again, it's something that seems just incredibly obvious, doesn't it? You know, they have something that looks like it's going to go out of date within the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
You or I walk in, I'm an absolute divil for being one of the people who reaches to the back of a shelf to get the stuff that has the longest date on it. But if somebody was going to sell me something at half price, I'd say, well, that's great, I'll go home and I'll cook that tonight.
Yeah.
But supermarkets tend not to like doing that because they feel that it cheapens the brand.
Right.
It kind of, you know, sends out the wrong message about the quality of their produce, that they're prepared to sell it at half price if they just wait until the right point in time. It might bring the wrong kind of people, like you and me, scruffy journo types, at the wrong time of day looking for a bargain. So they don't like doing it. But this is what's absolutely sinful. When you consider that there's 1 million tons of food waste, 1 million tons, most of that coming from food manufacturers and the supermarkets, that is going to waste in this country every year. And then you look at the number of people that are going hungry. There has to be more intelligent ways of disposing of this.
Getting
food.
A balance. Have you changed since you've done the show as well? Have you noticed changes for yourself?
Yeah, I've put on weight.
Okay,
I'm not wasting the food.
And you're eating a lot of sort of apple and cheese omelets with, you know, anything that's in the fridge.
All the leftovers are definitely being used a little bit more creatively, but I think the main thing is just the not being so fussy about what you buy. If you see a potato with a blemish on it, just whittle it away, you know, don't go throwing it out, because something very strange has happened in our mindset, our attitude about food, that again, 10, 20 years ago, you used to buy your potatoes in a great big sawed-off bag that you couldn't see inside, and they were all covered in muck, and there'd be a few of them that would have bits of fungus growing on them or whatever, and you just cut the bad bit out and you ate it. Now all of our potatoes come in transparent plastic bag, beautifully washed, and they have been through an absolute beauty parade in order to get there. Unfortunately, the consequence of that is that one-third of the potatoes that come out of the ground go to waste.
The poor ugly potato. We never get to see the ugly potato.
How dare
potato.
You? You invite me onto your show and you call me an ugly potato.
On that.
Last time I'm taking a call from you, Colm Hayes.
On that, Philip Escher Hayes, good talking to you again. And well done the show last week.
Thank
Take
you
care
very much.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Bye.